That's a W8 anyhow.
W8MEL. W8MEL. This is WB9YPA.
Yeah, this is W8MEL. Do you copy?
Yes, Mel. Hey, good afternoon to you. How are you doing? I hope you're staying warm. I hope you're in Texas. Hope you're in Texas.
There we go. We're in Arizona.
Okay, well, there's places in Arizona where it's cold too, so I hope you're in, I hope you're where it's a bit warmer, because it's cold here.
Yeah, we're in Mesa. High today is supposed to be about 70, slightly overcast. We had rain yesterday, first rain. We had probably about a nano inch of rain, enough to get the car wet. I know it's cold and horrible back there.
Well, it's just all that global warming that I keep hearing Al Gore talk about.
Well, like global weather change, it's down here, they said that it's not as an unusual winter. I don't, you know, this is only our second time I think we've been down here. But the weather's bad. It goes from year to year. You're getting had a lot of school closings and stuff like that. I don't, South Bend, did you get snow or rain with this last storm?
Got hit with about 3 inches of snow, but I don't know up in Grand Rapids area. I don't know how much snow they had there.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably about 4 inches of snow. Depends on how close you are to the lake and stuff like that. I haven't looked. I haven't talked to my son. He drives school bus and charter buses. He's got the weekend off, but it's February, middle of February. Normally by the end of February, this starts going away. We're not scheduled to be home until the end of March, 1st of April.
Yeah, it's supposed to start being spring-like right around end of March, usually, I think, at least. I hope so. I hope we get a spring this year.
Yeah, we've had years where it went from winter to summer. but the weather's not the same every year. It changes. And I had a good kick out of the weather forecast. Well, down here it's supposed to be high of 68, and then it got warmer, so they moved the temperature up, and then it got up to 70, then they changed the forecast. But it's dry. Actually, the static electricity is, I put a humidifier in, and the water is so, chemicals in it, it's, you know, kind of put a fine mist, and then it leaves white powder all over the place, and then gets into my eye, so I'm going to have to buy distilled water. it's I guess the line is quite heavy out here. This is W8MEL. Did you see that I was on, or is I just connected to the repeater, but sometimes people can see when I'm connected.
Okay, yeah, you're coming in via, not All-Star, you come in through the Echo Link, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, but I was told it to, this is a cell phone, I gotta think where this is. This one isn't running through the cell phone, this is a pad, a tablet, so this is running through, it's a little box runs off of the cell phone, there's the internet in here, so this one, but sometimes I can see if someone else is connected and brings their call up on the, when I see them connected, but I think somebody's connected to the same link. I know on DMR and stuff like that, I can actually automatic IDs, I can see who's on.
Yeah, see, I don't know how to interpret those numbers and stuff. I'll see the on the bubble chart for the All-Star link. See, I don't have an Echo Link node on my repeater. So, yeah, so no one can connect to this 220 machine here in South Bend via Echo Link. I guess I could probably configure it and make it happen. I probably should experiment with that.
Okay, you must have just threw the call out. As I just connected, I got a friend in New Jersey that ever so often he'll see that I'm on. You can go and look on, because this is Echo Link, and you can see who is actually logged on to the system. So sometimes he'll see me on, and he'll give me a call. So I was just surprised with the call. You must have just was fishing, maybe hoping I was going to be out there, correct?
I think so. The All-Star link is a, I think, I'm not sure what all the differences are between the Echo Link and the All-Star, how those work. I think on the Echo Link, you can't have more than one connection at a time. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I was checking into the Big Rapids net on a Sunday night. It must be their 220 repeater. It doesn't work anymore. I can't get into it. Actually, I went to their webpage, and it said they're having trouble. But I was able to see another person that was connected and had his call, and he moved out here for the winter, I guess. I haven't. There's a club down here. I haven't gone to the club meeting yet. But I could see him on, and I don't know how that was working. But he was checking into Echo Link, and I don't know. That's why sometimes I can see all the All-Star and Echo Link number, but I don't see any call. But you're just going through your repeater, so that wouldn't show up.
I'm going to look at that right now, Mel. W-8-M-E-L, this is WB9-YPA. I just got home a couple of minutes ago, so I can stick in here for a couple to look at the bubble.
Okay.
Chart.
Yeah,
we're
about ready.
That
it's
going
on 1 o'clock. We need to go to the grocery store.
I'm wondering if that's still there.
We're debating whether we're going to go out. Usually, Valentine's Day, everybody in their...
I'm looking at it here.
Everybody and their brother.
It's all connected. Yeah, see, there's
a lot of old people was out dancing. Maybe tonight's the places are going to be full.
And
we'll have to see about that.
The Valparaiso machine is connected. And if I hit, let's see, look at the bubble chart. Okay. Yeah, I know. That was like a, let's see if I can, I got to open that up more. I can't see. Yeah, there's the KA8DUX, the hub, and let's see, John's machine. Yep, John's machine is connected. There's the KD8MEY, Grand Rapids machine is connected to it. Yeah, that's the KC8MP, I think, is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, on my screen here, all I see is Glenn, is K8DUX, and he's connected to John's repeater. Steve is the other one, MEY. And then I see a whole bunch of All-Star links that goes down to South Bend, Southwest Michigan. Seemed like I talked to somebody on Valparaiso. But I got a neat little device called a BlueDV, and I can run DMR, D-Star, and Fusion from my laptop. So I've been playing with that lately.
I just never got used to those codecs, you know, that DMR and D-Star and those use. I never got used to how that sounds. I think so far the probably the best two codecs I've heard is what they're using on Echo Link and All-Star Link. Those actually, you know, somebody's audio actually sounds natural, you know, coming through those digital codecs. That really sounds good. And it's also an open source. That's open source, so you can actually look at it and see how it all works.
This is W8MEL. Yeah, this one I have a USB stick. I call it a dongle. It does all the codec. And the only thing on D-Star and DMR, it's a little bit more open. Fusion is Yaesu, and I don't have all the functions there, but I can, with that little device, I can listen to. There's actually a fourth one. There's not very many repeaters on that, but I can get into all the chat rooms or whatever you want to call it. I listen to West Michigan, and it works with a laptop or it works with your cell phone. You just need an adapter, and you can play around with that. Just something different. I don't have to put antennas up.
Yeah, I know. That's a nice thing that you don't have to, you know, especially if you're in like an HOA where they tell you, Nope, no ham antennas, no. You know how they get there. Those, yeah, I don't like, I'm thankful I don't live in an HOA. But if you're in one of those parks, it makes it a lot easier when you don't have to, like you said, you can just, it's pretty neat that you can do all that through the internet, you know, it's nice.
Well, we're in a great big mobile home park. It's I don't see any campers in here, but across the way, my wife noticed it, and at the flagpole, and it looked like an antenna, and I think the flagpole antenna off the side is has a PVC J-pole, just like at the home brewer where you can make an antenna out of flat line, and it's on the side of the house. I checked the address there, and said the owner's over 100 years old, might not be alive. So I walk around the park, I see those, so you can get a disguise antenna. As long as it's not too ugly, you can probably get away with it.
Yeah, I know. I like some of those. I've seen a lot of those articles, you know, where these guys will make those, you know, those disguise antennas, and they actually, and a lot of them work quite well. And, you know, you could take an existing, like a flagpole, and you can load up into those. You know, you can, like, do what they call a slant, you know, shunt-fed, like a slant wire going up to tap up into the flagpole and match it up and actually use the flagpole to transmit with. Or I guess you could probably, if you put a brand new flagpole in, you could series feed it and insulate the base. But that gets to be pretty expensive for an insulator to do that, you know.
This is WAMEL. Actually, if somebody wanted, you have to set it up, but I made an antenna out of it's fiberglass. Anyway, it's a crappie fishing pole. It folds in on itself. And I made a 10-meter N-fed, but you could get something like that. If you want a portable, set it up, clamp it to your porch or something like that, and put it up there with a wire in it, and have your antenna tuner. And I I haven't heard from him for years, from church, and he runs QRP, and he loads up his screen door. He lives in a condo. And or else you have an antenna with he has an antenna that he clamps on his porch there. It's counterpoise. There's a counterpoise in the antenna. He runs QRP out of that stuff.
Nice. As long as you can, it might not be the most efficient antenna in the world, but hey, as long as you can tune it up, match into it, hey, you're a broadcaster, you understand all that stuff. But yeah, might not be the most efficient thing, but hey, it'll work.
Hi, this is WAMEL. Yeah, when I worked up at Ferris State University is on the roof of the audiovisual building, a flat roof. We put a spider antenna, piece of wire for each dipole for each band. It was laying on the roof. We tried it there, and one of my fellow co-workers threw out his call, and he ran. Got a call, made a contact from someplace in Oregon, and the antenna was just a wire laying on the roof.
Now that starts getting pretty lossy. Yeah. And if it gets wet, then of course the impedance is going to change. So yeah, not the best way to do it, but hey. Hey, if you can get away with it, there you go. All right. Hey, I better get on the telephone. I have to order a headset cable. And this guy reminded me that I have to order that. So for a radio station. So I better get busy and get that done before it gets too late in the day for me to order it.
Well, you're unique. Broadcast engineers are going away as all the stations are own multi stations, and broadcast engineers are few and far between. You know, back in my day, you always had to wait for someone to die, you get an old bit to get their job, and now is less and less. So you're a unique individual. So keep up the good work. This is W8MEL.
Okay, very good, Mel. Thank you. Yeah, it's a crazy field. There's just, you're right, there's just not enough of us to go around anymore. Yeah, it's kind of a niche field for an engineer to get into. So, and now it's less and less engineers, and it's more the radio station managers that really don't have any electrical, any background in engineering, never went to school, and a lot of those guys are trying to play engineer, and they know enough to be dangerous, but somehow they ask enough questions, and they get their radio stations on the air somehow. So I see more and more of that stuff going on. So hey, it's the future of broadcasting, as far as I'm concerned, looks kind of bleak, but I hope not. I hope there's still some hope for it. 73, Mel, I'm going to run and get this headset cable ordered, and nice talking to you. W8MEL, this is WB9YPA, and 73, I am clear.
Okay, thanks for the call. Yeah, next time I'll tell you my experience with a broadcaster in Big Rapids. It was 35 years ago, and this guy had an FCC license and a SBE certification, and some of the stuff he did was hilarious. Talk to you later. This is W8MEL.
I will remind you to let me, I'd like to hear that story. I'm sure you have some funny ones there. And I do too as well. 73 again, WB9YPA clear.
N9ODM mobile.
This is W8MEL, Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima.
Mike Echo Lima, November 9, Oscar Delta Mike, mobile. And here's Mike. QTH is Dyer.
Yeah, I'm down via Echo Link. I'm down in Mesa, Arizona. My home is Hudsonville, near Grand Rapids. So I just happened to be connected. I got hooked up to I got a little tablet here. It didn't cost me too much money. So how are you doing this afternoon?
Gotcha. All right, well, I'm in Indiana, Northwestern Indiana. And the repeater I'm talking to is there as well.
Yeah, I used to live in that area, 50 years ago. I used to work at Channel 28 back then for a couple years, and then moved on to a better job. So I'm familiar with some of the broadcast community down there.
All right. Yeah, I'm about, as crow flies, about 35 miles southeast of Chicago. Literally just across the border in Indiana.
Yeah, I talked to somebody from Valparaiso some time ago. I think it was on this 220. But I've been playing around with some other apps here on DMR, that kind of stuff, and sometimes I forget what I talk, what band, or what I talk on.
Yeah, this is a 220 repeater out of Valpo, and apparently I'm having a good day because I can make Valpo from my truck, which I can't always do.
Yeah, what's the weather? You got a nice, clear, sunny day. I have a at home. There's a repeater down in near South Haven, and on a good day I can get in. And other days, if the weather's rainy or foggy, is I can't quite make it.
Yeah, I'm in kind of a low sitting area at the moment, so the repeater's a little spotty where I'm at, but so far so good, I guess. And yeah, it's we've got snow here, and it's definitely not sunny, but it's about average for February, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, we're starting about 70 degrees. Was slightly overcast. First time we've been here a couple months. It's the first time it's rained. We got about a tenth of an inch of rain. Made the road slippery. Yeah, you're tied in. There's a bunch of 220s. I just talked to somebody on the South Bend. Their repeater, and there's three up in Grand Rapids that are all tied together. And also it's tied Southwest Michigan, and then sometimes they connect to Texas. There's a net that goes on, I think, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Actually, I think it comes out of Chicago, too, if I recall.
Well, I know I was on a net on Wednesday that was... I'm trying to think where else the system was tied to. It might have been at that same network, but yeah, we had people from all over logging in then.
Well, that's good. Get some activity. Is we're not moving very fast today. We need to go grocery shopping. And it's Valentine's Day. I don't know if the bride and I are going to go out. Normally there's a lot of people. We might stay home and maybe go out tomorrow. We'd like to go out dancing. Now, this is W8MEL.
And 9ODMO. Well, that sounds like fun. Yeah, my wife and I don't, we don't dance really. But we will occasionally go out and, you know, have a nice dinner or something, you know. Please get out of the house, because at some point staring at the same four walls and out the same windows just gets really boring.
Well, down here they have a whole bunch of old people. It's really sad when you look and see old people and then realize that you're the same age. But they have American Legion's VFWs. No eagles down here. They have moose and elks and a lot of restaurants that have bands and we have a pick of places that we can go, but usually we don't like a crowded dance floor. We like it somewhat empty because we've been taking lessons for years, so we don't like people on my dance floor. We like a more empty dance floor than a crowded one.
Did you say that you were in Arizona?
Yeah, I'm coming in by Echolink. I'm in Mesa. The home is near Grand Rapids, Hudsonville. They usually have a swap. The Hudsonville swap's been going on for years. Usually about the 1st of June at the fairground. Seems to draw people from a wide area.
Well, my niece and her husband just moved back here from Phoenix, actually. Yeah. They had moved out there for his job and then decided that back here in the Chicago area. So they moved back here about a month ago and they're in the process of getting a hotel.
Yeah, Nace is, it's, I think, the second largest city. It's just east of Phoenix. And we're on the kind of east end of Mesa. Then it goes to Apache Junction. A lot of mobile home park, RV parks. We rented a mobile home for the season. We don't want to own anything. We can walk away. And this one is, we're in, needs a lot of work. It was built in 1968. I think some of the receptacles here are the originals. Since I try to plug something in and they don't work. And among other things, I have a whole list of things that probably should be up to date, you know. But it's not my place, so I can walk away.
What a good experience things at all. So, tell you what, I'm just pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3, and I will talk to you later. I'm sure at some point, because I get on this repeater every so often. And ODM Mobile.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and we'll get together. Because I just happen to have a tablet I put Echolink on, and it sits here on the table. So it seems to work pretty good. 7-3, this is W8MEL.
Trying to talk in and taking me to the Lotus.
I can do that. This is W8MEL.